This farm was purchased last year by funds from Ankan here. It is a 46-acre farm. When it was purchased, there was, I would say, literally nothing on the ground because the land was just lying there idle. Why this farm? It's because we're saying Marawi churches, Marawi United Methodist Church. It's just a new church, about 20 years old. If you look at the economic status of it all, it's very low. And him took part in organizing that one way back maybe 15 years, 16 years ago, when he was discussing it with the superintendent who is now there, saying how can we raise the economic status of our people. And Marawi being an agro-based economy, then they said, why don't we go farming? But then during that time, there were no funds. Up to last year, should we say up to last year, when we got this funding and we purchased this farm out there. I went to the farm on 18th May last year. There was nothing. In June, we had some funding, and then we sank a borehole last year. Then we started growing some vegetables around that borehole for just to generate a little bit of money. And then we had to sell all the produce. From June to somewhere in December, there wasn't much activity because we didn't have much funding. Come December last year, sometime 16th December is when I got some funding, which we used to cultivate 18 hectares of soya, maybe as you saw the pictures. Well, we thought we would get a good crop out of it, but because the rains went so early, we have lost a good chunk of the crop. But all the same, though we have lost, but we came in handy to the community, because the community is the one who came to do the cultivation, the weeding and the like. You know, in Marawi, between November and February, these are critical months. November, December, January, February, up to March, there are critical months where food is so scarce, you can't get it. So we came in handy, the farm came in handy, in that people came to the farm, cultivated, and they were paid, they went to buy food. So little aware of it was so helpful to our people. This year, that is from now, after the harvesting the crop, we are engaged in other activities of growing some vegetables. But then we had the eco team, which came in to do the evaluation of the farm. They made their recommendations, and we learned quite a lot from the eco team, because they showed us how to grow crops in God's way, where you use a lot of organic matter, manure, you do total matching. So we said, let's do it. So we sank some shallow wells at the low-lying area, wetland, about seven of them, five of them this year, but last year we had only two. No, last year we had three, this year we've done five. That's eight of them. In there, we have planted some maize, we have planted some vegetables, we have planted soya, we have planted cassava, we have planted sweet potatoes, and even some ash potatoes. They are all there. So we use a tidal pump. I don't know whether you have seen it. America is so advanced nowadays. You have forgotten some of these some of these things. But we use a tidal pump here. We just do this. And then we have a suction pipe that goes into the well, mm-hmm. and then an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the far end, we put some nozzles and that, so that we can easily water our crops. The crops looked so beautiful. And we expect to harvest something out there. To talk about the boho. The borehole came in at the right time because you know, Malawi, to get clean water is a big, big challenge.
Yes.
You find people drinking together with animals.
Yes.
And because all the whales are not protected, you have all the trash coming into that, and then you get a lot of diarrhea and waterborne diseases. So when this borehole came in, when it sank this borehole, you know, this borehole is saving a community of well over 500 people. We didn't say no to other people. We said, come and drink water from this one here. So I've got a community, all over 500, which will come to the borehole and draw water. And we have seen a reduced instance of waterborne disease right away because of that very borehole. So maybe I would be so brief. Maybe I stop here and answer about some questions.
About how many people will the borehole
500.
Help?
500.
500.
500.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you talked about the small amount of crops that you had earlier being a life-saving for food when food was scarce.
Yes. Well, in fact, when people came to the farm, they did their casual work. We paid them money, and they went to buy food from other sources where they would gain maize. Because in Malawi, maize is the food crop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get the grain, and then mill it, and then cook nsima, what do you call nsima?
Looking at the crop this year, you have a guess of how much, how helpful that will be later in the year?
Unfortunately, last year I only managed to grow some soya.
Yes.
Because it was red, funding came in late. Okay. But this year we intend to maybe go into other crops. I have reserved about 10 bags, which we just put into the soil, we just sow. But all the same, we have sowed cassava, we have sowed some sweet potatoes, 10 trucks of sweet potatoes, and people are coming to buy. And
wow.
So it's food to the people. Even neighbors are coming to buy sweet potatoes from the farm. And I know with the Irish potatoes, when we start harvesting by October, people will be coming to buy. So really it's a source of something like we're keeping food where there's no food, and people come and buy.
So it's life-saving.
It's life-saving, isn't it?
Yes.
Life-saving.
Yes. This farm has come a long way in a couple of years. You have a vision of growing even larger.
Yes, that vision of growing it larger. At the moment, we're thinking of having, if possible, if we can have an solar irrigation system. Because in Malawi, as I said, the main season is November, December, January, February, and then the rains go. So from April, there's no rain, up sometime in October. But here we are, we've got this land, which is just sitting. So
April through October, no rain.
April, no rain. No rain that you can use to grow crops.
Yes.
So if we had a system, if we had an irrigation system, we could definitely use it between these months and grow extra crops. We can grow two crops in a year, even three crops in a year.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you talked about some buildings.
Yes.
Say a little bit more about that.
There's a house on for the farm manager. There's an office building that is also the other half of the office building is used for seed storage, fertilizer storage, and equipment storage. And when we were there in July, they were making bricks for a grain storage building so they could store the harvested grain, as well as making bricks for a new church that they plan on starting construction, I think, in 1st of October.
So this will be a farm, or is a farm, and a source of clean, healthy water.
Yes.
And more.
A church.
Nursery
school.
A school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, the background to the agriculture, the church going into agriculture development, well, this started some time ago. When we were still training, some pastors were still under training in Zimbabwe. There was also this need to train somebody in agriculture with the purpose of setting out a department which can also look into agriculture issues, because Malawi being a agriculture-related economy, anything that we do in Malawi is related to at least tilling the soil and so forth. So the coming of the farm was actually the vision which was there 1992-93 to say that this is what the church will also do. Now the actual blueprint of what we need to do on the farm, like the objectives and what came in after 2000, where we said we need the farm, one, to generate income for the church, because normally the money that we get from members is very little. What we say, UMC in Malawi has actually penetrated the rural areas. Whilst many churches like to go into the cities, evangelize there, and they stop there. But what was said, UMC has got into the rural areas where most people, most churches neglect. So, but then members are poor. But then we said, okay, let's have a church as also an income generating enterprise for the church. Secondly, it should also be a training center for the members of the church, the community, even the clergy. They should be trained on the farm. So it's like this is a center where we can train the people. Then these other things are coming in. Our coming here to US of our is being open to so many things, because what we've seen that we can even go beyond that. We can insert something like an eco tourism. We've got a lot of brothers and sisters who come from here in US to stay for a week or two. Let them come and stay at the farm instead of going into the hotels where they will pay maybe 30, 40, 60 US dollars per night, per room. And the farm will say, okay, just pay $5, and that man will go into the farm and develop the farm further. That's our vision as of now, and definitely at this moment, we are going to push in a lot of things. But at the same time, maybe as I mentioned it, a church is developing at the farm. I think next time we'll see a pastor being pastor to that area to take care of the sheep. I think there are some activities that have already taken place. You, I think, say further of how some VIM members came to Malawi and then they were able to meet some children who were there. Maybe you can say something about it.
Yeah,
the children.
There was this...
the modding of the bricks.
Yeah, they saw the modding of the bricks. The VIM members came and we planned to have maybe just 100 kids on a Bible class. It turned out to be a swarm of kids came, more than 250. We started with maybe 40, 50, but within 30, 40 minutes, there was this whole lot, more than 250, and we were overwhelmed. We said, oh, what's happening? And come next day, because we said, oh, Bible class is just for today. Tomorrow, it will be farm visit. You remember, then they still came, and they were there, and we had to assign some young Americans to say, can you please look after your friends here? We have other business to do. So, really, the farm, it's a center of attraction, I would say. It's a center of attraction. People are interested. And with the coming in of the Iowa, Ankan has sent Pam, this lady who has gone to Malawi, she wants to stay in Malawi for the next 9 months, where she is very much welcome. And yesterday I was saying, but why did Pam think of going to Malawi? When you look around here, there's nothing she misses. But she said, no, I'm coming, rest, I'll come. Pam is staying in our house. We have given her a one room. But what the point is, her coming to the farm, to stay at the farm, would attract more people. Mm. People will now take Christianity seriously. They will say, oh, this is very serious. Because in the first place, people were saying, no, these small churches, they don't matter. They don't have any projects. But they have seen us coming slowly, but in a big way. We have got a boho, we've got a farm, and now there's this farm, and we are expanding. You see, we are expanding on all fronts, so which is very encouraging.
In other words, mm-hmm. we're taking care of the money in all the spheres that are needed, spiritually, physically, emotional as well, mm-hmm. because there are certain things people really need somebody to be close by, to say, no, it's all right, God is with us, we can do it another way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this farm actually, from our blueprint of our vision about agriculture in Malawi, we want to focus in so many sectors, about maybe apart from crop production, we also want to look into animal husbandry. Mm. This farm is only 46 acres, isn't it?
Yes.
But that's not much. We might soon exhaust the whole place with so many activities. And I remember when we were trying to find a farmland, we had a lot of offers. I would just say maybe some offers are still there, but we said, let's start with one. If funds allow, when we have generated enough from there, we can buy even more land elsewhere. We can have a farm which is sort of will go into there if it is near the farm, which is near the city, because we need an industry which can be buying its milk from us. But at the same time, when we can process, we can go into processing and then sell straight to the outlets that are in the city. If mayor farmers are doing it, I've got a very good example where I'm staying, because I'm a full-time employed with World Vision International, and I work with the communities. There is a community which is owing a plant of for pasteurizing and making yogurt. What more with a farm? It can do the same. So you can see that from this farm, we lead to another farm, maybe elsewhere, another farm. I think the sky is the limit.
This is the model for many more to develop.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure, yes.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
You said you've been three times and counting.
That's right. Yeah. I plan to go as long as the Lord gives me the capabilities to go. Yeah. Each year.
What got you to go the first time?
That's a hard one to answer, but it just seemed like something was telling me I needed to go. And when I went there the first year, I kind of looked around and I said, what am I doing here? And I think the answer I received was, come back again. And second year, I think I get the whole picture, because there is a need there, and there is a... We don't build, we don't paint, we don't dig, but I think we do create hope in an area that needs hope. We do nurture where there's need for nurturing. And I just feel very blessed and honored that I'm able to go.
And if someone was sitting in the pew here on an average Sunday at Ankeny First, and they wondered aloud in a conversation with you, why should I consider going on a trip to Malawi? What would you do? What would you say to convince them?
In order for me to convince you to go, you have to go and see for yourself. I'm not capable of putting into words why you must go. But once you go, the picture's going to become clearer. And it's just about impossible to explain why we must go. But the bottom line is, we must go. It's our duty to go.
And hearing what he has said, thank you.
Yeah. That's too loud. I'll have to turn it off.
No, that's fine. So having heard what he said, his testimony of why he went and why he came back and why he's come back again and why he wants to keep coming back, how do you feel? How do you respond to what he said?
What I can say that indeed he needs to come back again to Malawi and with many more people. Because Malawi is a young church, and many things are happening, and very fast. We're talking about agriculture now, and the farm, and about the boats, that's the water and the sanitation. Let me say that the foundations have been laid for many other things to happen. Apart from, as I'm talking now, the agriculture committee has got 5 people, graduates, and one has got a master's. Which means we can take care of the agriculture sector with the vision, because we don't just do things anyhow, but we sit down and discuss and say, this is what we can do. Health, now we've got one who is a coordinator. We still have another graduate as well, who will be graduating soon, which we still have many personnel coming in, which can fit in the health. Apart from that, we are also looking into education sector. Meanwhile, maybe we're only talking about the kindergartens. But that's not all, because Malawi, when you talk about literacy levels, it's very low. Well, I think around 60% or less than that literacy level. A country which has got less literacy level, that's a source of trouble. The deficit development can go very fast. But right now, as I'm talking, we still have three graduates who graduated in education at Africa Investor, and most of these are from Africa Investor, which I think most of our brothers and sisters here have supported us. Without Africa Investor, I think we wouldn't have this cadre with us, which is waiting. So the more they come and see, and being our brothers and sisters, they will assist us to how we can go about some of these things. We are seeing things around here. We say, oh, I think the church can do a lot. You know, unfortunately in Africa or in a country like Malawi, the government really depends on the church to help it, apart from any other NGOs. I work for World Vision full time, and I know how much we are helping the community. Where we literally see that if they were not there, people would be suffering. We are doing a lot. Now, the coming of the churches as well, definitely, we are going to help a lot. Our people, they are suffering. There's poverty, there's road literacy, there's health problems, all these things. So when they come, they'll help us with ideas. This is the way we are doing out there. See how you can also do it. We like their partnership. It's not just they come here and they just go there and say, oh, we just come to see the world, how it is like in Malawi, or to enjoy seeing the poverty there. We've seen that their coming has reborn frosts. We need the rest of them there. Even those who are coming as missionaries, we appreciate because they give ideas of how we can do go about. It's not like business as usual. We learn every day.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe I would add up something like this. Jesus, the other time was on the other side of the lake, and he had told his disciples, let's cross over, let's go over that other side. So, you people, you need to go over the other side. There's work to be done. As he's saying, you can't talk of Malawi when you haven't been there. Then I said it quite plain. So, for us to talk of America, we had to be here. We have seen what is happening. Our forefathers were so focused. But here we're talking about Christianity. We need people to come all the way from here to Malawi. Malawi is your baby. Malawi is your baby. And we need to suck for some time. I know there will be winning time. The child will not keep on suckling from the breast of the mother.
It will be abnormal.
It will be very abnormal. But there will be a time when that child will grow and then can stand on its own, can start walking and go to school. So we're still a baby, and we need you people. We have seen what we have seen because of Ankeny, because of Belmont, because of Cole. So really, you have a baby in Malawi, and you cannot leave a baby when he or she is just starting to walk. Let him start walking. Let him start learning, and they say, good. Have you been to school? Yes. Okay, fine. That's it. So your partnership with Malawi is quite a blessing, and you really need to cross over and see what is there and do that work and finish it.
Oh. The fields are mature for harvest. That's what you can say.
Yeah.
In Malawi.
Oh, good. This is a very exciting story of a specific place that has blossomed and we'll have many more seasons of many more blossoms and farther outreach for education and health.
Health and sanitation.
Sanitation.
Yeah. Yesterday, one VIM member, a volunteer, a young lady, was giving a testimony of their trip to Malawi. She shed tears when she started to narrate of a source of water where people are drinking. Maybe to me, I wouldn't have shed tears at all because to me, it's normal. I see people drinking from, and I don't know what we're going into because sometimes we just feel our health are not coping up. Why? because we feel life is just like that. But when she saw and now she knew what it means to drink from an unprotected source, yes, she shed tears in the church yesterday. I think such a person can give a good vision to say, look, what you think is normal, it's not. It's, you can do better than this. Mm-hmm. So we need such kind of people to come and say, no, this is not normal. To have a headache every day is not normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yes. So that's how at least a brother can lift a hand when they are falling down because you're not able to do anything.
Yeah. Sure. You see, in America here, you're talking of people using 400 liters of water per day. You can't talk of that in Marawi. Not even 20 liters. Because other places, women will literally walk for more than 5 to 6 kilometers to get that pail of water. Mm. And how many times will that woman walk there and get water for somebody to play around with? No way. So it's quite challenging. It's quite challenging. You find our women carrying firewood on the head here, long distances, using firewood in a smoky room. So the church or the farm would like this farm to be a training center for all sorts of things. You see, we are building these rocket stores at the farm just to improve the where people can cook food. Otherwise, women will cook where there's a lot of smoke and like that. And, we learned at ECHO, it has got that effect on the lungs and drag on the health of a woman. So you find women are always there in the room, the men are outside there. And the woman has got a child at the back. So the young child is smoking. Yeah, light away. Smoking. So it's, again, you find on food. When we came here, we were worried. But shall we find our normal food there in America? Shall we not go hungry? But let me be honest with you, people, we have never gone hungry and we have never felt hungry because we have ate this food which is prepared here. It's different from what we eat in Marawi. In Marawi, it is just sima here and maybe beans here. And that's it. We call it dry food. It's just there's nothing in there. But here you blend a lot of things, you mix them up. And just on a small plate here, it's enough. You fill up your belly. That's enough. You go and sleep.
Yeah, but one thing we've learned more above all on nutrition, that sometimes what we treat as not food in our country is actually food. It's like you are starving. I made this print. You've got moringa around your house. You can't eat it. Just look at it as if it is a flower. We've got some plants where we plant like flowers around houses. Don't have any relation. We are staying hungry. Yet it's food. It's right there. We are discovering this here in America. When you go back, I remember talking to Sue in Belmont to say, when you come to Marawi, be prepared that we're going to give you at least 2 or 3 days to talk about preparation of food to our women. Because sometimes we've got things around us. We can't just mix and make an appetizing dish from it. They are there. The mere okra. Mm-hmm. We're just not doing one way. That is all. Use of cornflour. All we know is to make it simmer. But we can't bake using it. It's all because we are ignorant. But here you have discovered those things. The things which you can use. And definitely there's no way you say we are hungry. From pumpkin and the little things around, this is a full meal. But to ask a pumpkin something to say, no, this you can eat at a spare time, it can't make a full meal. That's ignorance at its best. That's how I can summarize it. So like at ECHO, where I really appreciate for sponsoring that we are learning a lot of things, especially also appropriate technology which we can use, which is low cost, effective, and it can take us from one level to another because we'll be efficient to use our labor by using that kind of devices. It's not always a good thing to carry things on your head. You can use a cart which is made from bamboo. Two wheels of bicycle, and then the rest of it is bamboo. But then I can carry even 5 bags of produce, 50 kg each, on that cart. But what do I do at home? I've got bamboo around. I've got many bicycle wheels. It's not a problem. But I will also be going to the field to carry a bag of produce on my head, 50 kgs. That's not even good enough for your health. And we think that is normal. We just push people in the field. Can you do this? We can do things a better way and efficient. Mm. Really, we have learned a lot. And I hope when we're going to ask for the second tag two, there we're going to learn also a lot of things which we're going to implement. Mm. Yes.
Sounds like we can learn a lot from each other.
Yes.
And though there are many miles between your homes and our homes, this is God's one world.
Yes.
And we are family.
And level of development as well.
Yeah.
You know, so at least we can learn a lot from each other. And we will learn a lot from you, because there are certain things now we have passed those things, but we need those things at lower level, and then slowly we should go up.
Yeah. Thank you for your time and your story, your witness, and pray safe blessings for your continued time here and also for your return trip to home. You are making a great difference in the world, and
thank you.
The partnership with Ankeny and Church in Malawi is a life-saving mission.
Sure.
So thank you, and blessings for that to continue.
Thank you.
Thank you.